decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the snowy Piney Woods. We're actually having a snow day here in the Piney Woods. They canceled school this morning. There's no buses running, no classes, no extracurricular activities today. We're having a snow day, which is kind of rare in an area of the country that's used to winter, but this is supposed to be a significant storm. We got some snow overnight. I was expecting to see piles and piles of snow when I got up. It's not light out yet. It's still dark. I turned on the porch light and looked outside and we got a few inches, but apparently it's between 8 and 11 this morning that we are supposed to get significant snowfall. And it was deemed by the administration of the school to be important enough to cancel classes and not send anybody on the buses anywhere today. I was supposed to substitute teach for one of the high school history teachers, and a junior high school history teacher, and that's not going to happen today because there's no school. Also had a bus trip tonight. Got a bus trip tomorrow, too. We'll just have to see how that shapes out. And a bus tomorrow, bus on the weekend, and I really need to trim my beard. Sorry, looking at the video. So that's neither here nor there. Today is the 12th day of Christmas. So if someone gives you 12 drummers drumming today, please keep that to yourself. We can all just rejoice that the 12 days of Christmas will be over after today. Today is also on the old church calendar the Feast of the Epiphany, which commemorates the visit of the wise men to the baby Jesus, which, of course, happened 1 to 2 years after his birth. But that's also neither here nor there. It's good to have you with us here on Squirrel Chatter. Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian podcast community. I encourage you to head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts that are over there. So I mentioned yesterday I was going to listen to Ecky and Nathaniel's latest edition. They talked about I was going to listen to it yesterday while I was shoveling snow. They talk about the inerrancy of Scripture. It's a good episode. I highly commend it to you. So it's the Truth Be Known podcast, which you can find along with other great podcasts at ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. So please head on over there and find something to listen to. And this is Squirrel Chatter, where basically we read the Bible and talk about what it says and talk about other things that interest me from time to time. You can send comments and questions to squirrelchatter@protonmail.com. I always appreciate getting your emails and messages. I get messages on social media platforms, which I am on all of them. Pretty much. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but I'm also on Gab and Clout Hub and Gitter and MeWe and Parler. So you can find me on most major social media platforms. And of course, we're live streaming the podcast on Facebook and Twitter. So if you're watching live, welcome. If you're listening to the audio podcast later, welcome. Good to have you with us. Today is Theology Thursday, so after we're done with our Bible reading this morning, we're going to be looking at Chapter 2, Paragraph 1 of the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith. So that will be our topic this morning. Get yourself a sip of coffee. If you haven't already, go ahead and open your Bible. We're going to be in Genesis 9, 10, and 11 this morning, and Mark chapter 4. Is that correct? Yes. Genesis 9, 10, and 11, and Mark chapter 4. We will begin, as we always do, with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer, written by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, who is one of my heroes in the faith. Martyred under Mary Tudor for his Protestant faith. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the Word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I said again, today's scripture readings are Genesis 9 through 11 and Mark 4, and I am reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the terror of you will be on every beast of the earth and on every bird of the sky, with everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are given. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you, as with the green plant I give all to you. However, flesh with its life, that is, its blood, you shall not eat. Surely I will require your lifeblood. From every living thing I will require it, and from every man and from each man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Swarm on the earth and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and his sons with him, saying, As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that comes out of the ark, even every beast of the earth. Indeed, I establish my covenant with you, and all flesh shall never be cut off by the water of the flood, and there shall never again be a flood to destroy the earth. Then God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I am giving, to be between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all successive generations. I put my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And it will be, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And never again shall the water become a flood to destroy all flesh. So the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look down upon it, to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was scattered abroad. Then Noah began to be a man of the land and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. Then Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took the garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned backward so that they did not see their father's nakedness. Then Noah awoke from his wine, and he knew what his youngest son had done to him. So he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brothers. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived 350 years after the flood. So all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died. chapter 10. Now these are the generations of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog, and Madai and Javan, and Tubal and Meshech and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz and Ripheth and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim and Dudanim. From these the coastlands of the nations were separated into their lands, everyone according to his tongue, according to their families, into their nations. The sons of Ham were Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba and Havilah and Sabta and Rama and Sabteca. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Now Cush was the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before Yahweh. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calna in the land of Shinar. From that land he went out to Assyria and built Nineveh and Rehoboth-ir and Calah and Resen between Nineveh and Calah, that is, the great city. Mizraim was the father of Ludim and Anamim and Lahabim and Nephtuhim and Pathrushim and Caslahim, from whom came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites and the Amorite, and the Jebusite and the Amorite and the Girgashite and the Hivite and the Arkite and the Sinite and the Arvadite and the Zemarite and the Hamathite, and afterward the families of the Canaans were scattered. The border of the Canaanite extended from Sidon as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, as you go toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma and Zeboam, as far as Lasha. Excuse me. These are the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their tongues, by their lands, by their nations. Also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, and the older brother of Japheth, children were born. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Asher, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Now two sons were born of Eber. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan was the father of Almadad, and Sheleph, and Hazamaveth, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Now their settlement extended from Mesha as you go towards Sephar, the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their tongues, by their lands, according to their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations, by their nations, and out of these the nations were separated on the earth after the flood. Chapter 11. Now the whole earth had the same language and the same words. And it happened, as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and they had tar for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered over the face of the whole earth." Then Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And Yahweh said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they have begun to do. So now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they will not understand one another's language. So Yahweh scattered them from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there Yahweh confused the language of the whole earth, and from there Yahweh scattered them over the face of the whole earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Arpachshad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. And Arpachshad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Shelah lived 30 years and became the father of Eber. And Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Eber lived 34 years and became the father of Peleg. And Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and became the father of Reu. And Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years and became the father of Serug. And Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and became the father of Nahor. And Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and became the father of Terah. And Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. And Haran died in the presence of Terah his father, in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. And Sarai was barren, and she had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, and his son Abram's wife. And they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to go to the land of Canaan. And they came as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Mark chapter 4. And he began to teach again by the sea. And such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into a boat in the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was by the sea, on the land, and he was teaching them many things in parables. And was saying to them in his teaching, "Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow. And it happened that as he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. And other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And other seed fell into the good soil, and they grew up and increased. They were yielding a crop and producing 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, "To you it has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, everything comes in parables, so that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they return and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and those are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. And these are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. When they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which has been sown in them. And in a similar way, these are the ones being sown on the rocky places. those who, when hearing the word, immediately receive it with joy, and they have no root in themselves, but are only temporary. Then, when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those being sown along the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for anything else enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those are the ones which were sown in good soil, they who hear the word and accept it and are bearing fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be put on a lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he was saying to them, Beware what you listen to. By your standard of measure it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you, for whoever has to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken from him. And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he was saying, how shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the soil, though it is the smallest of all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of all the garden plants, and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. And with many such parables he was speaking the word to them, as they were able to hear it. And he was not speaking to them without a parable, but he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples. And on that day, when evening came, he said to them, Let us go over to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was. And the other boats were with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling up. And Jesus himself was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. And they got him up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Silence, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, Why are you so cowardly? Do you still have no faith? And they became very frightened, and were saying to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? This is the word of the Lord. Well, the power just went out here. Luckily, I have a power supply that's keeping the computer running and the internet running. But of course, I lost my lights, and I obviously have my monitor plugged into the wrong slot because it did not stay lit. But my iPad is still lit, and but I'm going to call it here, and we will resume squirrel chatter later. And how am I going to turn off the internet or the video, because I can't see the screen to manipulate my video. Hopefully the power will come back up here. But for now, we're going to sign off, and I wish you well. I will try to find the plug for my computer here. I'll keep the recorder going while I attempt to maneuver the power supply for my my monitor so that the lights stay on. The monitor should be plugged into that. Hey, this is the joy of live broadcasting, right? You get to deal with me with a flashlight in the dark trying to figure out where my monitor plug is. Because I got to figure out which one is the monitor plug So many cords. So very many cords. It was supposed to be plugged in to one of the uninterruptible power supplies, but it doesn't appear to be. That's the battery backup surge protection, and that is simply surge protection. And which one is the monitor cord? I believe it's this one. And it wasn't. Yes, it was. That was my monitor. Hopefully my monitor's... There we go. We got the monitor back up. Hi, folks. All right, I'm going to end the live stream now and shut everything down to save my battery supply and wish you well. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it under the glory of the Lord. And we'll see you again here tomorrow for Theology Thursday on Friday. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.